Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Natty Banda, and I've decided to follow Jesus. I don't know about you, but I've also decided to follow Jesus. And in actual fact, it's a decision I get to make every single day to follow Jesus. And I hope you're also making that decision in your life. Anyway, one more speaker for this afternoon. I really hope you have been blessed, well taught, and equipped with all these speeches. And right now, coming on the podium is Miss Thuli Makofane from Penreach.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to be here today. So I'm standing in on behalf of Penreach today. As you can see, my name is Thulile Makofane, and I'm the ECD Program Director at Penreach. So I'm going to start with talking about our vision and mission. Our vision says education excellence for one and all South Africans. And Penreach has been in existence since 1994. And the numbers that you see are our reach. We have multiple programs that we are running in ECD. I am going to delve deeper into the parenting programs, but I would like to just show you what other programs that we are doing. So we have the center-based program. We have the center-based program. So those are the numbers. We are reaching 190 ECD centers across Ehlanzeni. We also have parents, where we are reaching about 600 parents. We also have a play group program, which I heard someone talking about, what are we doing with children who are unable to access early learning. So we are also running a play group program where we are in partnership with Smart Start. We also have a skills program where we are training ECD practitioners, around 500 of them are in Mpumalanga. I also want to mention that we are training NQF level 4, which is a minimum qualification that is required for practitioners to be teaching in an ECD center. So currently we have trained 375 practitioners in 2025. In terms of the work that we do in Mpumalanga and in other provinces, we are in Mpumalanga as well as in Limpopo, but I want to zoom in on in Mpumalanga. So we are doing coaching and mentoring. We have people or staff members that are going into the field on a daily basis to assist practitioners in the classroom. We also do skills development, as I mentioned earlier, and also parental involvement programs. In our parent involvement programs, there are certain activities that we are involved in. I want to delve deeper into that one. So in terms of parental involvement, our focus is mainly on creating awareness to parents about the importance of early learning, and also for them to be involved. That is very important for them to be involved in their children's education. We have programs where we are visiting parents in homes, where some of our staff members as well as volunteers are visiting to have activity cards, and they share that with the parents so that parents can start playing with their children at home. We all know that charity begins at home. So if a child sees that a parent plays with them, they then start playing in 10. And we believe very strongly that children learn through play. So by starting to play with their own parents, then they'll take it very seriously that play is important. And when they go to an ECD center, when they are playing, they understand the importance of play. We also have a program where we are doing toy libraries. We are in multiple areas or in multiple districts where these toy libraries are set. These toy libraries are run by volunteers, and these volunteers are the parents themselves. Again, to emphasize the fact that it is important to be involved in your child's education. We have instances where parents come to these toy libraries to lend toys so that they can go and play with their children at home. Again, we also have activity days where they come to the toy library, not just to lend toys or play with their children, but also to make toys from scrap. Because as you are all aware, ladies and gentlemen, access to toys is one of the challenges that we are facing as the ECD sector. You go to an ECD center or a play group, you find that everything is there except that there are no toys, which are a major resource for the children to use in terms of learning. Again, we also do nutrition, and we are in partnership with Duma Foundation. So not just ensuring that children have got one meal a day. We are talking about sustainability. So we're bringing in parents to assist in establishing gardens for the ECD centers. We do not just say this is a garden, start tending to it. We train parents on how to start the garden and also using what they have around them so that they can be able to produce food to supplement what they are getting in an ECD center. One of the challenges that was cited earlier by the gentleman was that parents are unable to pay for the school fees of their children. So with that, we are saying when they are having a school garden, they are able to supplement the food and also try and use the finances for other things that they might otherwise use in the classroom. In our parental program, we also run workshops for parents specifically to talk about the psychosocial part, because parents are parents. They also face a lot of challenges, and they are never given a space to come and talk about the challenges that they are facing in raising the children. So as Penridge, we provide that platform for parents to assist each other in a way of communities of practice. So parents come together and they have a session where they are sharing their insights as to how they are able to conquer some of the challenges that they are facing, and the other parents are getting information from there. And then we also provide books when we are doing home visits. One of the things that we do is to provide books for parents so that they can be able to read for their children. I'm sure as we are all sitting here, we are aware that our children are unable to read with understanding when they are in grade 3. So with the provision of books, Penridge is trying to ensure that every child has got a book at home and they are exposed to reading material. So parents are given books to read for their children. We are in partnership with an organization called Bridge to School, where they are giving a book to each parent and they are able to exchange the book when they are done reading with their children. Another avenue where we are involving parents is our signature event, which we call Play Day. Each year we celebrate a play day. We have been celebrating it at Mbombela Stadium in the past years. So this year we are still going to celebrate it. But in that event, we invite parents to come and play with their children. We invite parents to participate in their children's activities. We invite parents to come and facilitate some of the activities that we have put out so that children can be involved in play. If we are to ensure that our children are actually meeting the developmental milestones, parents are very, very important in playing that role as a parent. They are the primary teachers of the children. So if they do not understand their involvement in the early education, that is where we find that parents take the children to the school and hoping that the teacher will take care of everything that the teacher is supposed to do. So where do we do all of this? It's just a snapshot to show we are in the different districts. We are in Kangala, we are in Hartsibande, we are also at Ehlanzeni. One of the speakers spoke about collaboration. As Penridge, we believe very, very strongly that collaboration is important. You can't do everything alone. You need partners to work with you. Hence, as an organization, we are not working alone. We've got our partners that we are working with, and those are the partners that we are working with. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh man, what a lovely and insightful speech by Miss Thuli Magofane. It's really been an amazing day, I must say. There was just so much to learn. I always say, you might think you know until you realize you don't know much. And that right there is room for you to learn. So I've learned so much today, and I hope you have as well. And with that being said, thank you so much for keeping it glued to Radio Pulpit. It's really been great. Thank you for allowing us to be your daily companion. Until next time, let's give it a name and call it a day. I'm not leaving you alone, but playing you out with Umsangula. It's Ayandandanzi, and According to Your Grace. God bless.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.